For more than 13 hours at night, our team of six fought the enemy to save lives and assets. Some people are surprised when I tell them that I consider Benghazi to be one of the greatest nights of my life, that I go back to Benghazi in a heartbeat. You don't need to ask me twice. Just tell me where my airplane's at. I'm guaranteed to be there. September 11, 2012 was a tragic night in many ways. Ambassador Christopher J. Stevens, Sean Smith, Tyrone Woods, and Glenn Bub Doherty died that night, putting themselves in harm's way on behalf of our country. Mark Ozgeist and David Ubin were severely wounded, and I know that the families of the men we fought that night mourn their dead and wounded too. It was a dangerous mess, but if I were needed, I'd be happy to go back. People make a mistake when they think happiness is about being relaxed, kicking back over barbecue and beer. Don't get me wrong, that can be good, and my friends will tell you that I've had plenty of days like that. A bunch of those days can be a part of a good life, but the satisfaction and pride that are earned through truly optimal experiences come from being challenged, working hard, and putting your training to the test in service of a goal you care about. I'm not going to lie, sometimes that hurts while it's happening. You've got to be tough and believe that the hurt will be worth it. Happiness comes from being tested and accomplishing your mission. That's why I always go back into battle. You get tested there, and you get inspired seeing the selfless service all around you downrange. I've spent the last couple